opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, it's August the 17th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're screaming and probably screaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, Bed Bob. Good morning.
Howdy. So another red sun rising this morning, by golly.
My God.
I can tell who on the spot with Linda Bott was on last night because he just blew my eardrums out. Good morning there. You know, you were standing way too close to those amplifiers in your early years there.
No. Well, yes, maybe. I guess I'm lucky that I don't have tinnitus as much badly as some of the other people that were totally, you know, rocking it out with, the drums and the, speakers right there with their...
I think it's the way you did your tambourines, because you were the tambourine queen. Is that right?
I always had great hearing. I still have pretty good hearing. Do you want to hear what happened this day in history?
But I said tambourine. You didn't say anything. Did you not hear that?
Yeah, I heard you say tambourine. Do you want me to elaborate on the tambourine?
No, I saw you playing the tambourine. You were tambourine queen.
I was not. It's not like I actually won an award, but I loved playing tambourine.
I love watching you play tambourine.
I was in a rock band for a while.
When you're out there rocking, yeah.
And I had background singers, and I would, you know, have them with their three little tambourines with their ribbons on them, you know. It was just fun, you know. It's kind of like, you know, think about Fifth Dimension. They used to play tambourine. It was just like, you know, hey, cool. It's very cool. I missed my tambourine a few times singing up in Selmos. I was like, where's my tambourine? Yeah, oh, gosh, you know what? I guess I gave them all away. I gave them away to my nieces.
There's none around the house that I know.
Currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you this Friday? It's the 17th of August, 7:07 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have a hot day today with temperatures around 102. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 69. Saturday, we're in 98. Partly cloudy night, the Saturday night. Then we reach into the Sunday and the Monday. Also, we are under three digits. That is the forecast. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And before we get to our market minute, let's go into, every year we remember this.
I didn't want you to say anything. I just wanted to see how long we could get Bob to go without calling him.
Well, every year, we always do a remembrance, because, you know, one of our great, great, I would say he was an idol, and he was the king of rock and roll and music, and that's Elvis Presley. Yesterday, August 16th, was the day that he had passed away, and they're going into his 35th. It was in 1977 that he was rushed from Graceland to the Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis. Of course, they couldn't revive him. He was only 42 years old. Thousands of mourning fans, of course, every year hold a vigil outside of Graceland. And my first day, I have to share this, the first day, I was driving cross country to go to move to Nashville. And got to Graceland, not realizing it was the week before, the week festivities before the big day, which would have been the 16th. So there was only one hotel room left in the entire city, and we got there too, and got the hotel room, and then proceeded the next morning to go into Graceland and take a tour, and it was just amazing. So last night, Carl and I watched something that we, Elvis on TCM, they've been playing Elvis Presley. So last night was a great, we watched this concert of a 1972 15 city tour award-winning documentary. And I just looked at Carl, and it's like, I mean, I wonder how many of our listeners, how many of you ever got a chance to see Elvis live? Because I know I did not. It was always peripheral. You know, I remember when I started working in Las Vegas, they had the Hilton was his big place, and they would have a suit, and they'd had a room named after him, and it was like his big place. But I'm curious, did you ever get to see Elvis, and let's go to our... How about... Gonna send my soul. Oh, man.
Hunk of burlo.
Oh.
You know, speaking about money ready to burn, let's go to Josh Wiley from the Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh, you got money to burn now?
No money to burn.
Are you an Elvis fan?
A little before my time, but yeah, he seemed pretty good.
A little before your time, he's probably dead for a decade before you were born.
Yes, you'd be right.
Okay.
Well, this morning, investors are once again cautious ahead of the opening bell. U.S. economic data will be a factor in today's session, with consumer sentiment expected to fall modestly today. Currently, the Dow is up 15 points at 13,266. While the NASDAQ is up 3 at 3,065, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,416. Oil is down 19 cents at $95.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.93%. Gold's down 90 cents this morning at $1,618, while silver's down 7 cents at $28.22 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's down 2 pennies at $21.02, McDonald's is up 8 cents at $87.54, while Kraft Foods is down a dime at $40.60. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. Hey, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10, we get the latest scoop on Wall Street from our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located down on Park Marina Drive. Stop by. Say hello. See what's going on with the economy and Wall Street. Now, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about... I got a phone call yesterday from a concerned listener about civility. And he made some good points here. I want to talk a little bit about that. But then we want to also talk about... When we talk about civility, I think we need to talk about what happened at the Family Research Council. A hate crime. But from, you know, I guess you might say it's from, you know, from people that are opposed to people being opposed to abortion and a shootout there. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the taxes. We're going to talk about this week, six soldiers or U.S. service people were killed in a helicopter crash. But then again, two more killed by an Afghan policeman at a graduation ceremony. All these things, plus Barry Tippin coming on at 8 o'clock talking about REU, money, alleged allegations of corruption, the whole thing. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Stay with us. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm going to give it up.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bond.
My green tambourine.
Hey, welcome back.
I need one. It's like you got a bell over there. I need my tambourine.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community, plus they have the greatest place to go to, and it's Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew. Great coffees, great cold drinks, any type of bean that you might want to buy, and they give you 16 ounces of beans for the price of 12, plus the walking in and to the tobacco side of Tobacco and Brew, and get the lowest prices in town on tobacco products. Now, yesterday, I got a call. They're at 2143 Hilltop Drive again. I'm sorry. Yesterday, I got a phone call from a gentleman that he was listening to the Laura Ingraham show, in this case, Tammy Bruce. And he said, you know, she just went over the top. The things she's saying are just hateful, mean, nasty things. And then he said, I just can't listen to it. And I understand that. I don't think that Laura Ingraham is in that group like that. Michael Savage maybe, but you know, he kind of is an equal opportunity hater. The thing about it is, though, is that the caller was right. We've gotten to the point where civility is just non-existent in many, many cases. We like to think here on our show that we give everybody a fair shot, and a very fair shot to talk about what they, you know, their facts in this. We give our thoughts on things that have happened. Like, I've got a number of comments here about the Romney taxes and Obama. What he was saying is, he says, you know, it's not the right, just the right wing. He said Ed Schultz. He said Oberman. He says both sides say things that are so hateful and damaging that how can anybody ever listen and actually find out what's going on? You know, I mean, I guess you could go to, he said NPR. He said, but I know NPR leans to the left, and it does. But do you get the hateful type comments that you'll hear on shows? I said Dennis Miller, who is not a hateful person. He doesn't say things like that. It has political commentary, and I'm sure there's others out there. And he said maybe it's a time for people to take a stand and just say, you know, I'm not going to listen to that show because there's too much hate in there. And there's too many attacks on people, individual attacks, that we can't get anything done in our or political arena, because if you do try to work with the other side, you get hammered. And this, where it didn't used to be like that. And you know, he's right. You can't. An example of this, a Republican voted with the Democrats to close a tax loophole. Now, the other Republicans say this is wrong, you know, this, and this is why. But his career in the Republican Party, per se, as being a leader there, is kind of finished. And people on both sides up in Congress, in the national level, if they try to work with each other, they get, you know, they're ostracized. So this whole thing of going back to being able to listen to other sides and not get angry and not, you know, end up losing jobs or making just totally irrational comments about people, that only liberals are the ones that are bloodthirsty. Well, no, I mean, how can you say that? You know, but and only conservatives, they want to drag down the poor people and put people back in chains. Okay, you know, Biden, Did I get really angry with Biden? No, because I know Joe Biden walks around saying things that other people won't or can't be or shouldn't, because that's just him. But it's an example of it. It's an example of things even at the highest level.
I'm sorry, it's stupid.
It is stupid. You know, but so if you look at it,
there's
a difference between being stupid and being malicious. And Biden says stupid things, but I don't know if he says malicious things like Harry Reid. Harry Reid says malicious things, and he doesn't back it up. And other people say malicious things. Come on. I mean, Tammy Bruce was saying it the other day. Something, you know, you hear it. You'll hear malicious things from both sides.
This is truly this election coming up. Get ready. Strap it on, because guess what? This is going to be the most divisive time I believe our country has ever gone through. Now, we know
from a president that promised unity.
From the president down. And then, today was the big slap on Romney about his taxes. And there's a big challenge. I mean, it's a very strong challenge. You show us the last 5 years of your tax returns, and we promise not to ask about it or criticize or do anything about it publicly.
No, what they said was they would not talk about anything else.
They won't challenge you anymore.
They won't challenge him on giving them up, but they didn't say anything about not saying anything about his taxes. Now, this leads to a whole lot of other things, but we're 3 minutes over our break, so we have to take a break right now.
Oh,
and we've
darn.
Also got somebody on the line that we have to get to.
Oh, my
gosh. So, Jim, as soon as we get back from this break, you're on. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Save the date, Monday, September 10th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center in the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones. Jim, looks like they've passed another bill to slam business here in California.
Yeah, it's SB 411. It's a bill that would, I'm in the home care industry, and we've been on before.
They've amended
it so some of the costs are down, but to put it in perspective, I'll have to pay an $8,000 a year licensing fee to the state. And all of our caregivers now will have to pay for their own background checks at about $100 a pop. And as I understand it, those background checks are not portable, so to apply at a different agency, you'll have to go pay for another background
check. Okay, so the caregivers themselves will have to pay for it.
Yeah, they amended we were going to have to pay for
it.
Yeah,
I was going to say that was going to cost you tens of thousands. At least that
Yeah, the background checks were going to run me about $15,000 a year based on the current staff, and then caregivers are going to have to pay for their own certification. We don't know what that's going to cost. Initially, it was going to be $165 per caregiver. They're trying to figure out how to get that cost down, and Department of Social Services has not come up with a number yet, but somebody requested $20, and that was thrown out. So somewhere between $20 and $165, plus $100 fee for background check.
Well, now, one of the things, Jim, that I understand is that if somebody comes to work for you, and then, is working part-time for you, but then wants to go work part-time for another agency, they each have to get a background investigation. I mean, they have to have two background investigations or three background investigations instead of just using one.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. The way the bill was amended, and I have not seen the final version, but what I was told by some folks at NPDA, National Private Duty Association, is that's true, that the background checks are what they would call not portable, meaning you can't use it from one agency to another, which is the way it works in assisted living facilities. You just register with community care licensing, and the background check can be moved or shared with facilities. Why they decided to do it this way is kind of beyond me. It puts an excessive burden on caregivers. And frankly, it's going to force people out of the industry. So one of the challenges that we're going to face is not only a higher cost of doing business, which we're going to have to pass along to the senior community, but also the reservoir of potential caregivers is going to be diminished, because who's going to want to pay $265 to apply, not to go to work, but to apply for a part-time job?
Yeah. And then if they have to go to another place, they have to pay another $100.
Yep, exactly.
And another, so yeah, it's I can see as a one time, okay, we're going to license you fee.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But the one thing is that it you know, as bad as this is, it still helps your industry in the sense that you're not stuck with a $53,000 bill.
Yeah, the bill's going to be somewhere around $15,000 a year.
Yeah. But still, I realize, it's at least it's better. But then it's better on one side, but it takes even more away from the other side. So it doesn't do you any good if you don't without having to pay that if you don't have any caregivers.
Exactly. That's my concern, is that all of the caregivers that we have working for us now will all have to be certified by the state, even if they're certified nursing assistants. And believe me, to be a CNA takes a lot more effort and education than it takes to for whatever certification program the state's going to come up with. And so all of those caregivers that are working now, somewhere along the line, and we haven't seen what social service is going to do with it. Typically, there's going to be a grace period, meaning that existing caregivers have a certain period of time to become certified by the state.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all going to have to do that, and they will all have to pay for their own background checks.
Okay.
So,
yeah, Bob.
Hey, Jim.
Who's working for me is probably going to have to pay just to keep working somewhere around $200.
Hey, Jim, how's that going to affect? I know several people in the industry who work through an agency. How's that going to affect them if they're like a hired gun through an agency?
Well, that's what we're talking about. The caregivers that work for me, would all have to pay these fees, the licensing fee, and the background check fee, just to continue working for me. And if they work for a second agency, they're going to have to pay at least that background check again for the second agency. There are people that work for me that work for other agencies. And all of this legislation was try to protect the senior community from abuse. And while I agree with that, the biggest portion of abuse that occurs is in the underground market, where caregivers work privately for seniors without working for an agency.
Got to take
okay,
a quick break
helper.
Here.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
Gotta run.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for thanks for the update.
Boy.
Yeah, we got to run. We got to come back. We're coming back with our yellow cab philosopher, Jay, in Stories from the Street.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are edging higher following some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy. The University of Michigan's preliminary rating on consumer sentiment topped estimates at 73.6. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points. Investors are bullish over Nokia following news it's teaming up with fellow struggling tech company Zynga. Zynga Poker and Draw Something will be pre-installed on Nokia's popular Asha feature phones. Zynga recently bought the parent company of Draw Something, but that game has been seeing declining user activity. And the Treasury Department is stepping up its efforts to wind down government-controlled housing giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The modification to the preferred stock purchase agreement between the agency and the FHFA will replace the 10% dividend payments made to Treasury on its investments in those two mortgage financiers. Moving forward, each dollar of profit the companies make will be used as a dividend payment to the government. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 735 Friday!
Yeah!
August the 17th!
Hey,
530-605-4567. Just give us a call.
Before we get into this portion of the show is brought to you by, I just wanted to, to quickly remind you that before we took the break, Jim was on the phone with senior helpers, and because there was a time delay, he said the bill has passed, but there is a somewhat of a delay for 10 days for it to actually get on the governor's desk. So this is a cry for help. Please get in there and send your emails that you do not want, as a citizen, do not want to see this bill pass.
That's go to the governor. Send them right to the governor.
That's the floor.
Yeah, because it's been passed. You know, it's him signing it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster gives guarantees that other places in town can. He can fix your windshield from a little bitty chip up to cracks 24 inches long. I have a 12-inch crack in my windshield. It's been there like 4 years now that he fixed, you know, 4 years ago. And it's just, you know, it's still, you can't see it. You can't
hanging
see
in
it.
There.
And it's hanging in there. And you know what he says? If it ever anything ever happens, bring it back and I'll fix it again. So what you can't beat that. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3280 Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Small business, stay local. Okay, every so often we need to find out what's going on in the streets.
Speaking about.
The Spock. The Spock of the cab
of
company.
Yellow cab philosopher.
That's right, our yellow cab philosopher.
Jay.
How are you today?
We love you. We miss you being on.
I've missed being on. You know, when I hear all the, excuse me, the smoke's been messing with my voice.
I mean, is that from that fire that could have been handled by the National Park Service and they let it go?
Shocker. But, you know, when, but anyway.
Start talking. We've got Henry on the line. But it's open line, so you talk about something. We'll go ahead
and
talk about
something. When you have so many people on the on your station, I'm actually quite humbled that you allowed me to come on because you have politicians and movers and shakers and business owners. So I really appreciate you allowing little old me to come on.
No, you're a vital part of our community. Yeah, right to right there, you're a
I'm just a working
husband, father.
You're in the trenches.
Yeah,
man.
You're in the trenches, and we really appreciate you. You see
where the metal hits the meat.
You see the inside. You see everybody coming through. Where you can have uninterrupted time with them, maybe perhaps 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
Where, and curious, I asked you at the break before you came on, I said, when somebody starts to ask you about politics, which, you know, we were really curious about your answer, and there was not even a hesitation. What did you say?
Well, I speak my mind. I mean, I'm not an ideologue. I'm not going to get crazy, but I have been known to lose a tip or two due to my opinions. But that being said, I probably gained a tip or two, in my opinions, too. Like, you know, that's the beauty of being a contractor and relatively self-employed, is that you're able to not live without, outside of bureaucracy and be able to speak your mind. You know, like I said, I'm not an ideologue. I'm not crazy. So, you know, if you don't believe the same way, I'm not going to jump down your throat. In fact, most of the time we don't honestly talk about it. You were referring to when someone brings it up.
Right.
And, you know, I feel free to express my views because I'm not going to believe something that I'm not proud of. I don't think anybody should.
Absolutely.
If you can't speak about it, you probably shouldn't believe it. That's just one man's opinion.
Or back it up.
Yeah.
Back it up with facts. I had a long conversation with a girlfriend yesterday with, you know, people going ranting and on Facebook. And she said, oh, really? Finally, she got, this is a really good friend. I mean, this is a hypothetical or you know, along the lines of. And then said, oh, really? Well, where did you find that information? Because I would like to be educated rather than get into a barroom brawl.
Right.
Or a lynch mob, you know, thought process here. How do you know that? So this person quit emailing her because she would call them on it.
Yeah. Okay, look, I want to take a quick break, and then Henry, we come back. Henry, we'll get right to you right after this break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Jay, the yellow cab philosopher. We're going to talk about, you know, interesting things from the street after we talk to Henry. Henry wants to talk about the election. What election is that, Henry? Okay, we'll be right back.
So far away, somebody told me.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 71 degrees. It's probably hotter than that right now. Oh, no, it is 71 degrees, and it's August the 17th. Our guest is Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, but first we go to Henry. Good morning, Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, you know, it's us and those buttons again, you know, every day.
Well, let me start out by saying this. It seems like the Obama camp is after Romney for his tax records. Now, you and I know that Washington's made on deals. So why doesn't Romney approach Obama in public and say, look, I'll turn loose of my tax records back to day one. If you turn loose of all of your records, including your birth certificate, original birth certificate, mm-hmm. and open the records to the public, clear back to day one. Yep. I think that would probably win him the election.
Well, you know, I would just, you know, the thing about it is I'm not into the birther thing, really. I'm not. I know where he was born. If you listen, he was born in Texas because he's in cahoots with all these oil men. That's why our gas prices are going up.
Well, I think that might have a bearing on it. Now, the next thing is, unless Romney gets down and dirty, he's got to realize he's dealing with a low-life scumbag politician from Chicago, and he's going to be as dirty as he can. And if Romney doesn't get the same way, he isn't going to make it.
Well, I think Romney's starting to take the gloves off from what it looks like. He looks like he's going to start fighting. I would hope that his surrogates are turned loose. I think Paul Ryan's going to be ripping. I think his surrogates will be turned loose to ask this question about, you know, okay, you know, you're born in the United States, but so you went to college. How come why won't you unseal your college records from 29 years ago? What emphasis or what impact could that possibly have on the presidential election? And you want my tax returns? I just want your college transcripts on that. Yeah. You know,
that's
so
exactly
tell us that.
What I'm talking about.
And then you
we
know,
might
but
find
see
out that he drew a few funds from foreign student funds.
Well, you know what? We'll never know because, you know, they'll never happen because neither one of them are going to give up anything that will hurt them
well,
at all.
Well, I think that would make a good trade for him, frankly.
Yeah. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
It does seem Jay. Like the Romney campaign has been waiting until they see the whites of their eyes, though.
Yeah.
They've been holding their fire, and now
well,
it's
time. It's time now. You know what? Frankly, okay, Jay, let's go back to Jay.
I like the term holding their fire.
What are you holding? What are you hearing in the cabs?
Well, you know,
besides people that have been, you know, six packs of beer and a pizza thrown up in the back seat or something like that.
Well, I'm daytime, so I avoid most of that. But you know, what I'm seeing is a lot of people who are very worried, and wearied. And you know, this has been going on a long time now. We've been having a recession for a long time. Gas prices keep going up. Things keep getting harder. You know, people are ready for a change, and they're very, I think, scared, and that's probably part of the reason why you're seeing so much vitriolic rhetoric as of late, because people, when they get panicked, you know, act panicked. You know, just to switch over subject a little bit about Yellow Cab, we have really been upping our game because with the current economy, a number of people have thought, well, maybe I can start a cab company. And so there's been a number of new competitors in town, and so our game was already good, but you know, you always feel the need to up your game a little bit. So we have a large van now, a Chevy van that holds 7 passengers plus the driver, tons of space for baggage, and we're really been able to offer more than we could before. And
you taking trips down to the airport yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you mean Sacramento?
Yeah.
We haven't set up a shuttle deal because there is a very good shuttle deal here in town already, but we do have a working relationship with them where we are consistently picking up people. One of the drivers will call me if they have anybody needs to go somewhere after they drop off at the Oxford Suites and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, we could do the same thing. We just need to work out the logistics of how to do it in such a way, because if you set up a day and time you're going to go, and only one or two people go, then and you're giving them nice prices per person.
Yeah.
Then you're going at a loss.
Right.
So you have to work out the logistics and figure out how to do it efficiently. But we're really, you know, our business has actually been up. You know, since I think the last year and a half, 2 years, we've gone up about 40%.
Wow. Now, do you? Find
I think a lot of it has to do with being on this show.
It actually did. Frankly, it really did. I know you're laughing at me here, but it's true.
Laughing at you. I would never laugh at you. I do not laugh at people. Linda laughs at me a lot.
We saw a big spike when we were advertising with you, and I'm trying to talk the guys into it, but the gas prices have been hurting us because the drivers have to pay for the gas out of our own pockets.
Well,
so when that goes up, it hurts us.
Well, have you noticed an increase? I guess I wanted to ask you this in seniors that are realizing, you do these. It's wonderful to have again somebody that you believe is going to treat you with respect and dignity. So if somebody's at a place where they maybe can't drive, their kids are out of town, but they need to go back and forth to doctor's appointments,
shopping.
And then be able
grocery
to go shopping,
we do a lot of
hair
that.
Appointments, whatever it is to,
absolutely.
You know, to make it happen, make your life, make it a convenient part of your life. And driving is a privilege and a convenience that once you find it, you're just not quite sharp.
Right.
You noticed the increase in that kind of client?
Yeah, but that has been pretty consistent because we have a lot of retirees in this area anyway. So we have a lot of people who go through that stage of which they realize, okay, I've got to give it up. It stinks. But so we've consistently had that. But that's actually a very large part of my business during the day, and I really enjoy them because you get to learn a lot of things from all that wisdom traveling alongside you. So it's quite fun.
Well, let's go to the phones. You know, we do have a caller that calls in on a Friday. She is our fitness tip guru, and we're just taking her because this is when we can get her in. And Amy, thank you so much for calling. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. What's your fitness tip of the week?
Okay, good. Hey, this week a lot of the kids are starting to go back to school, okay? So this one's for the kiddos. So if you got kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, I want people to focus on making sure the kids get a really good breakfast. It's no joke. It's the most important meal of the day. But I want it to be more than just the fast, quick cereals. I want people to kind of steer away from those, you know, sugar pop cereals and really focus on maybe giving the kid an egg in the morning with some fruit and maybe like a whole grain piece of bread. Or Greek yogurt with some cereal mixed in as like a parfait.
That's
so
great.
So ideas like that where, or oatmeal, you know, if you're going to do cereal in the morning, get the kids used to oatmeal because it's a slow release of the glucose into their bodies, which is going to make them think better. It's going to make them function better, and that's so important for the kiddos in school.
Hey, I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, so quick question. What kind of juices or drinks would you suggest for the morning meal?
Well, now juices, here's the thing about juices. A fourth of a, or half of a cup is a serving, okay? So we got to be careful about giving the kids too much juice. So a fourth of a cup is fine, and I usually like to get the higher pulp juices that kind of add a little fiber in there. But
like
if you're gonna have, if they're gonna have juice in the morning, make sure it stays no more than a half cup, and then try to get them to eat an actual piece of fruit too, so that fiber in that the fruit is gonna slow down the absorption rate of the sugar that they're gonna get from the juice.
So the energy will spread out throughout the day.
Exactly. The more you can, the more proteins you can tie in there, and even some good healthy fats, and the more carbohydrates that have higher fiber, so your fruit with skin on it. Or your whole wheats and your whole grains, they're going to digest slower, like the oatmeal, and so they're going to slowly release the energy into their body instead of like those sugar pop cereals, you know, where that's just basically refined, you know, refined carbohydrates, and it's just going to really fast raise them up and then drop them down. So I want the kids to have good sustaining foods. I want it to be balanced, you know, a protein. Fruit or vegetable, and then maybe even a good healthy fat, olives, nuts, seeds. You know, the egg yolk is a good healthy fat. So,
well, thank you, Amy, and we're going to take a break here. We always appreciate Amy. Amy Palko, but I know that she's been married. She's got a new name. Amy Dendis. Oh my gosh. All right. So Adamson's Peak Performance. And thank you so much, Amy. Until next week, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we've got more of Jay. We want to hear what's really, you know, what are people, what's going on in people's minds? You know what I want to hear? The weirdest thing you've heard all month. I think it's what we need to hear here on this Friday. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right? I could just crash here tonight.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Get down to Sports LTD today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, King, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardware sleeping bags and Arc'teryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronex, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD Bike Shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD end of summer sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Neighbors making great deals for you for any type of car, truck, or SUV you want, new or previously owned. Then they'll take care of that vehicle to make sure it stays on the road for thousands and thousands of miles. That's Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding, 223-2177. This is a big place down there. I mean, they've got lots and lots of stuff. So go on down and take a look at those, take a look at your next vehicle. That was SB 411, by the way, for people that were asking about that bill to a call or to send emails to Governor Brown on SB 411. Jade, the taxi cab philosopher, yellow cab philosopher. And, you were talking about what, the drive of shame?
Oh, yeah.
What were you talking about? I was out. Barry Tippin is coming up, by the way, okay. Head of RU, right after this, at the 8 o'clock hour. He's standing by.
He's probably wanting to talk about the drive of shame. No, I mean, the Sammy, we're like, what is that? Anyway, I'm sorry, put on bump. The drive of shame. I mean, I only hear about this from, people who, I think it was somebody who owns a store downtown that was saying, you cannot believe.
Here's what happens.
Especially down in that zone.
Yeah. Here's what happens.
Entertain us.
I came from a sheltered background, so it was a bit of a revelation to me as well. But when I first started working, I would work on the weekends, starting at Saturday and Sunday mornings. And you would inevitably see a nicely dressed young lady walking with what was probably a guy's coat or something like that, walking somewhere from the guy's house. And, it's not unusual, especially since I start my day at 4 a.m., for me to get calls to pick up people and to take young ladies home. And that's the walker, drive of shame that people try to talk about. But, actually, it's kind of funny you brought that up because earlier you were talking about background checks. We have to get a bunch of background checks because of the nature of our job, taking grandma shopping. We take pharmaceuticals from pharmacies to convalescent homes. We have to get two background checks just to get this job. You have to pass the Department of Justice and the TSA.
Wow.
And that's why if you are a young, attractive woman in a nice, sexy kind of dress, that you're safe.
With a man's coat over it because you've lost half of it somewhere.
Is that TSA? What?
Yeah. Whatever they call it. TSA, the people who like to...
Yeah.
Transportation Security.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So the molesters. If you're going to be a cab driver, you need to
have a courier license, and so we need to have a TSA in order to take packages to the airports and stuff like that.
Well, I think people need to know that. Added credential.
I can understand that, because you could just say, okay, this needs to go on the next flight.
Yeah, and we do that all the time. Yeah. But, most of our drivers are married with family men, and, we protect... I more than one occasion protected young women where guys like, she's not leaving. She's like, yes, I am. And I'll just say, hey, she's a client. You need a backup, buddy.
Wow.
And it helps them 6'2", 240 pounds. It helps a little bit. But, it's one of those deals where, hey, you can trust us. And if you ever do find yourself in a weird situation, we're there for you.
How do we get a hold of Jay, the yellow cab driver?
You can call me at 530-510-0651. And you can call the dispatch at 222-1234. And thanks again for having me on today.
Well, you know what we need to do is you need to start taking little surveys out there you know, and have people fill out, like, what do you think about politics? Or what do you think about who would you vote for tomorrow? And just, you know, I mean, and just, all,
or
and just
do
say,
you vote?
And then have, you know, you could have, like, of course, Romney, Obama, Mickey Mouse, Ron Paul,
Carl Bott.
You know, Carl Bott, you know, Bad Bob, whatever. But just, you know, kind of keep a running tally of that.
So we'd love to have you back on, Jan. We always enjoy you. And we're going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Harry Tippin is up right after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Let's make a deal. That's what President Obama's campaign is saying to Mitt Romney, still trying to get the Republicans' tax returns. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in the White House.
If Romney releases just 5 years' worth of tax returns, President Obama's campaign manager Jim Messina promises to drop all complaints about the issue. Romney has signaled he'll release just 2 years' worth of returns, but says he's never paid less than a 13% federal tax rate over the last decade. Romney's campaign director, Matt Rhodes, responding to the Obama campaign's offer, says Romney will continue to lay out his plans for a stronger middle class and putting people back to work, adding, "See you in Denver," site of the first presidential debate in October, Dave.
Jared, more American casualties in Afghanistan in 2 more attacks by Afghans. They're training.
They were supposed to help fight the Taliban, but one of them, within seconds of receiving his diploma and his weapon, turned his weapon on U.S. troops. We believe it was 2 U.S. Special Forces soldiers who were killed.
That's Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. The second attack later wounded 2 U.S. troops. Punk rockers silenced in Russia. A judge sending the 3 women to prison over a protest. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher, live in Moscow.
Dave, the young female punk rockers who called on the Virgin Mary to deliver them from Vladimir Putin on the altar of Russia's main Orthodox church were sentenced to 2 years in a penal colony. After being convicted of hooliganism, people across the world are already protesting. That woman arrested outside the court here in Moscow, the verdict and sentence are being seen as the litmus test as to whether Russian President Vladimir Putin will tolerate dissent under his rule, Dave.
In South Africa, there has been a police attack on striking minors. 34 of them killed, 78 wounded. Police had used tear gas at first, but the minors came at them with machetes and clubs. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 802. Oh, wait a minute. Where's the news? You forgot to push it, didn't you?
No, for some reason we got the tone to fire off the show early from the network. I think the network sent us a wrong tone. And that's just one of those little glitches that will occasionally happen. But here we are.
Well, that's all right. It's going to be 73 downtown right now. We're going to have temperatures today with around 102, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 69. We love it. You know, we are live. I got a headphone that slammed my eyeball with my eyeglasses. Saturday is going to be high with temperatures around 98, partly cloudy tomorrow night. 64, and we're not actually in the rest of the week, and the forecast is going to be in the triple digits. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And
tonight,
wow,
tomorrow night, they have music up at Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, both Friday and Saturday night, great music.
And great food, great ambiance.
AnselmoVineyards.com. You can go and find out who's going to be on. I think we've got Chris Lauer is going to be coming on my show next Thursday. He's got a new CD that's out, so I know he'll be playing up there.
And their phone number is 474-5546. That's right. You got to make reservations up there because it's hot down here. It's going to be cooler up there, but you've got the air conditioning. You got it all there.
Well, okay, so now we've got a special guest in the studio, and we're going to go do our markup moment in just a second, but we have a...
One of these hours.
You know what?
Friday.
It's funny. It's Friday, and because it's Friday, we
Barry,
have things like I go in and see Just Bob, who's doing the news. Just
Barry,
Bob, why are you doing news from 2 days ago?
He says, well, it's not 2 days ago. It's just the Moffitt just made this comment, and that was just in the paper, yesterday. And the stuff on the fires came out today, and then Bad Bob twice has forgotten the Wells Fargo guys.
That's all right.
And there's no news running this morning. You know what? I wish we could run as professionally and as on time as the, you know what, the Redding City Council and the government there. Barry, how do you do that?
Oh, it takes lots of practice.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to Wells Fargo, and I believe it's Josh, right?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're just all screwed up, you know? The news didn't fire.
But you're here.
We've got, the chat room is keeps asking questions I have no answers for.
Right.
We're getting here ready to talk to our director of the REU, and he's standing by with his pad. He's got one of these.
Yeah, he's armed. He's ready to go.
And I am looking at a chart in a graph.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
That I'm not sure what it means.
Ready.
If it's what I'm looking at, it's not good. If it's from his side, it's a lot better. So I'm not sure. Oh, okay, now it's a lot better.
Hey, Josh.
Now, what's going on in Wall Street?
Absolutely.
Well, not a whole lot, but stocks are bouncing around break even as investors digest reports on consumer sentiment. Looking at the data, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index unexpectedly rose to 73.6 in the August reading, topping the projected reading of 72. Currently, the Dow's up 7 points at 13,257, while the Nasdaq's up 2 at 3,064, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,415. Oil's down 21 cents at $95.39 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.91%. Gold's down $2.80 this morning at $1,616, while silver's down a dime at $28.16 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's down 29 cents at $88.39, Citigroup's up 8 pennies at $28.91, while Apple is up $6.87 at $673.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey,
thanks.
So, you know what, Josh? You know, Josh Wiley's got such a great sense of humor, and he's in the middle of this. You know what? It takes a smile like Josh to go, hey, so what's happening in Wall Street? Well, you know what? They're hanging in there. You know, it's kind of like that cat that's on that line. And it just says hanging in there. Yeah. Okay.
Or it's right across the board. Not too long ago, it was right across the board.
That's
like,
right.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's, he's never said something to the point of like, they have no idea what they're doing. But Josh wouldn't do that because Josh and his group. I say his posse? Okay, Josh and his group down at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Head on down there. You know, we're being a little flippant today, but they know what they're talking about. Head on down there. If anybody can tell you what's happening on Wall Street, it's Josh and Kathy, Susan, and Chris. Okay, we're going to take an early break because that'll give us a little more time then to talk with Barry Tippin, who is assistant city manager.
We'll get adjusted here.
Of course, of Reading, but also readjust ourselves, but also the director of REU. There's been a lot of allegations, as everybody knows, about what's going on at REU, allegations of corruption and allegations of waste of money. And in today, in the front page, a REU officials defend policies. We may want to even talk about headlines.
We're so glad you're here. And we're taking your calls here at 605-4567 if you have questions for Mr. Tippin, or if you want to go into the chat room here, the chat pack, join the chat pack, KCNR1460.com. Just check in there. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR1460.
Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 Guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club. 1-800-280-UWIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
On the river.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Get down to Sports LTD today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, Keen, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardware sleeping bags and Arc'teryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronex, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD bike shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD end of summer sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, baby, looks like it's gonna hail. 8:11 in the morning, Carl and the Bot, August the 17th, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, let's go to the phones here before we get to our guest. Brian, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, you know what? We're rocking sometimes. Other times, we're just trying to stay afloat.
Yeah. Hey, Laura Ingraham had some information on there. She had a guest on there taking care of a guest host. They were talking about how some of these departments in the federal government are actually buying thousands and thousands of ammunition. Is this true?
You know, I've heard that, too. When I talk to somebody about that, it's that, you know, things like the IRS. Why is the IRS buying 140,000 rounds of ammunition? It's because they have a enforcement division of the IRS, which I didn't know about. Now, you know, is this, they're just buying all their ammunition? Is this something that's done every year? Is it done every other year for the people to practice with for their target ammunition and to carry out in the streets for these different organizations and law enforcement agencies? It would have to be something I'd have to get in deeper with, or somebody would, to try to explain why so much ammunition is being bought right now.
Yeah, because she had mentioned other departments, too, that didn't seem like, what would they have that? They're not law enforcement anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know IRS.
That's a big deal about the banks. I guess they're sending out memos to the banks, the federal government, saying you're going to have to handle your own issues. In reference to not, it sounds like they're not going to be backing, you know, if people's funds are lost. It just sounds like they're preparing for something.
Well, you know what? There's people who are talking about that, you know, there's going to be some kind of thing happen to take away that, you know, there would be no elections, you know, the FEMA camps. I mean, if you look at all these things, you can go, oh my gosh, they're buying all this ammunition. They've got these special trained battalions of foreign operative, you know, foreign forces that are here in the country and this. But I kind of go by, you know, I've got a lot of close friends still in the military and in law enforcement. Nothing like that has come down. And if it ever did, they would not enforce it. They would uphold the Constitution and not somebody that's sitting there.
I don't think they're going to inform the police department.
Well,
I think that's like they're doing with the banks. You guys are on your own kind of thing. It's going to be a U.N. military that's going to start martial law, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
if that ever came to it.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, well, thanks a lot.
Hey, take care.
You bet.
Have a great weekend.
Right. Bye.
You too.
Okay, hey, our guest today is, we started off with that, with a little bit of what's going on in politics.
Good morning, Barry
our
Tippin.
Our guest is Barry Tippin, who is the Reading, the City of Reading Assistant City Manager, but also the Director of REU, Reading Electric Utility.
As of January of this year.
That's right, and you stepped into that one.
That's correct.
Well, but we needed somebody there, and I think we've actually even saved money by putting you as in charge of that, haven't we?
Yeah, officially taking two jobs, but in all fairness, the job of the assistant city managers has taken a backseat to some degree. The REU job takes probably about 90% of my time at the moment.
Well, there's another assistant city manager, too, though.
There's a deputy city manager, Clark, and he has picked up some of my workload, and I'm very grateful for him for having done so.
Well, let's do a little history. Let's do a little rewind about who you are up to and what you've been doing up until the position that you're in now.
Well, I was born at Mercy Hospital. Does that count?
Yes, sure does.
And my wife works at Shasta Regional, so I have to throw a shout-out to
like
them as
that.
Well. So, so I graduated from Enterprise, went to Chico State, got a degree in civil engineering, worked in the private sector for about 4 or 5 years until the 91 economy crashes. And with my first child on the way and needing benefits, et cetera, I went to work for Caltrans for 13 years. Came over to City Reading as a city engineer in 2004, and from there just kind of moved up into my current positions.
Well, great. We are so glad that you're here because we know that there's been a hailstorm, if you will, with all kinds of what Carl said, the word allegations. So respectful to you, respect shout out to you for just like facing it. Come on, let's talk about it and taking the questions and you answering, you know, what it's all about. What all this latest scuttle is about. Is it a scuttle?
But no, scuttle butt.
Okay.
But anyway, let's go back again into a little bit of history here. We're talking about a 7.8% increase in our bill, and it's going to go on for how long?
Well,
A couple years ago, but
yeah, there's no future increase that's been approved by the city council to this point. Back in 2008, there was a series of increases that were looked at by the city council, but they took them in two-year bites. What happened is in 2006, we lost a contract with the Western Area Power Marketing Administration, and that was a deal that caused for it got about 60% of our resource came from Shasta Lake, Keswick Dam, from the Central Valley Project area. And because of changes with Western's contracts with PG&E and other technical issues, bottom line is we went from a guaranteed amount of energy to what's referred to as a slice of the system. The slice of the system we get is just under 8% of whatever they produce. The other difference is that we used to be able to shape the power we got from the federal government. What that means is that we could push more power into the summer months when we have high load, higher conditioning load. That goes away as well in 2006. So now they give us whatever they give us. Whatever's generated, we get about 8% of that amount. The difference means that we lose about 60% of our power came from the federal government in a shapeable form. Down to 30% of our power resource portfolio comes from the federal government, and it happens whenever it happens. So we have to replace that power. That's the cheapest power that is out there.
The hydro.
The cheapest power.
And it doesn't even count as a renewable asset, which brings us to other things,
That's
too, right?
The state of California has, in their infinite wisdom, decided that if it's over 30 megawatts, that it does not count as a renewable resource for hydropower. So that does not count for us. If it did, we'd be almost 70% of our resources would be from
And our renewable. Prices would go down. And because right now we're having to get, I mean, I don't want to get ahead of you, but we're having to buy 30% of our, by 2020, 30% of our electricity has to come from renewable resources.
Yeah, 33%.
Sorry.
But, and that is a commodity that is anywhere from 4 to 6 times more expensive. Plus, they're in locations that are not near our load, meaning that wind farms have to be built out in the middle of nowhere, and then you have to have expensive transmission to get them back to where the people actually use the load. and they're referred to as intermittent, which means they only run when the turbines are blowing.
When the wind's blowing.
And then you have to back that up,
right,
generally with a natural gas turbine or some other fashion of generator that can actually make up the gaps. Otherwise, you know, your lights only work when the wind blows.
Right. Okay, so the percentage that we had to increase our bills by.
Well, so going back to the plan.
Right.
So we had to step in and we had to make a plan. Now, we could have, the council could have approved rates that dealt with that change in the contracts all at once. They chose to blend it out over 6 years. And in the first portions of those years, we lost money. We lost reserves. We lost money through the whole thing as we were rate smoothing. And we still have 2 years left in that plan, and we would be before the council sometime next year, early in the year, to have them consider that. What's happened in addition to that is that the federal government and the state government continue to place mandates and, you know, new requirements that keep driving the cost up. The fortunate part is that we have had good water years, so the 8% slice of the system that we get from the federal government has been more this year than we had expected or last year, and so that's helped us in terms of our revenue generation. But the flip side is we're 5-plus percent down in our revenues because of the economy and lack of people actually.
Sure. Okay, so it's 7.8%, almost 8%, and that's over a raise over 6 years.
That was over six
so
years.
So that's a 50%. Essentially a 50% raise in our electric rates in 6 years. Am I correct on that? Okay, I mean, within a percentage point.
But I'd like to point out, if I may, that
sure.
Even with that, today we are the eighth lowest in the state of California as we sit today. We are, you know, less than 1% away from being the fourth lowest in the state. And so there's a number of us who are sitting around between, if you take an average of 900 kilowatt hours and a residential household use, We are about 14.8 cents for that kilowatt hour. And number four is about 14.2 cents for that kilowatt hour. And the lowest are like Silicon Valley. Well, Silicon Valley has hardly any air conditioning load, and they have a tremendous manufacturing load. So they don't have these peaks and valleys like we do. It's just flat across the board. That's much easier to actually serve than ours.
Well, frankly, we'd like to be number one.
We would, too.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Barry Tippin, director of RU, is our guest. We're talking about power, and we're going to talk about the letter that has hit the papers and everything. We're also going to talk about front page headlines that may not exactly say what was it's in the article. But we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month.
Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's August the 17th. It's a Friday, and it's going to be hot, hon.
Currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios, KCNR and Market Street here. Today we're going to have a hot day with temperatures climbing to around 102. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 69.
And you know what happens when you have hot weather like that in the hundreds and you have fires all around you because the government screwed it up? You call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. The guys and girls at Alliance Heating and Air believe in one, they have this one value, quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they will keep your air conditioners running. They will make sure that their filters are working. They'll come out and do service calls on it. They'll install new ones, and they work. They're great people. They're great. They give great service. Go to homecomfort.org. That's their website. Or give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Barry Tippin, who is the REU director, but also the assistant city manager of Reading. This letter that hit from a former employee that was released.
Correct.
It caused a firestorm here. He's alleged corruption with Mr. Nichols. And that millions of dollars were misspent by REU.
Yeah, well, first putting things into context, this is an employee that did not pass probation and was with us for just under 6 months. So, you know, put that into context, he certainly has no grand knowledge of anything that goes on within our utility. He was in a learning curve the whole way.
But he had a background of being in utilities.
Limited. He worked for PG&E for about 4 or 5 years. PG&E in San Francisco, and they, in a very narrow capacity, they have a, because of their size, they're more segregated in terms of their power operations and their resource, as opposed to us, which are more integrated. So his knowledge of how a vertically integrated utility, that means one that does distribution, generation, and resource procurement, he doesn't know how that works as a whole. And so he was on a big learning curve through all that as well.
Well, what was he hired to do?
Was he hired to work in resources? Plan? No.
Okay.
We were already working on the plan. Uh-huh. He was assigned to help it. It's about 25% complete. It actually has no information relative to our future plans. That's what was going to be developed through a task force that I put together, and which we postponed the first meeting because of his departure. So, just some context in terms of the realities and the facts behind
information. At some point, you felt that this gentleman would be able to assist in the building of our energy plan here?
We hired him because we felt that he had an educational background, had enough of a corporate experience that he could be of benefit. Turns out we were not correct in that assessment. He was not one that we wanted to keep working.
Okay. And his allegations in this letter, and he came back, is that one of the employees of REU was getting free meals, free lodging, free golf from people that we bought things from.
Yeah, and that's under investigation. I have no knowledge of any of that occurring. Certainly when you go to conferences where, you know, you have activities that occur as part of the conferences, that may be what he's referring to. I don't have any other detailed information.
Well, he was real specific in it.
I have a
but
problem.
But he provided, actually, yeah. If I may.
Yeah, no,
he,
of course. Yeah, this is what we're trying to do is get it.
He provided, you know, some statements with no factual backup or no evidence
Okay.
He made allegations.
That. That's correct.
And that's true. And we've asked him to come on the show. We've not returned. He has not returned the call. I don't think he's returned the call to anybody.
Correct.
But we'd love to have him on the show, because if you're going to make allegations like this, and in fact, it's caused Mr. Nichols to retire again.
And I'm not going to get too deep into that, because there's some privacy invasion issues that I'd be concerned about. But what I'll tell you is that Mr. Nichols retired a while back. He
right.
was simply helping us out. When Paul Hauser decided to leave, it became even more important that Mr. Nichols helped us out. And so he had some health issues already, and this just put him over the edge where it wasn't worth it for him anymore to participate. He'll certainly be with us and help us in some of this defense, and I will personally vouch for what I think Mr. Nichols has done for the utility. It's been exceptional.
We've had Mr. Nichols on before, and with Tim?
Tim Nichols.
Yeah, we've had Tim on before, I think one time. And again, it's allegations. And this is real important. Is people just want to immediately climb onto these things.
Yeah.
These are allegations, and Tim Nichols has worked for RU for a long time.
We're going to take a break. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to come right back. Here at KCNR, we're here with Barry Tippin. We're talking REU, taking your calls. And you know what? What is so wrong? This nannyism about, you play golf. There's a lot of stuff that goes on while you play golf. You really find out a lot of stuff. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Mitt Romney's tax returns, the focus of dueling emails on the campaign trail today.
Obama re-election campaign manager Jim Messina offered to stop all criticism of Romney's tax returns if he'll release a total of 5 years. No more negative ads, no more surrogates hammering the candidate on that subject. In his response, Romney campaign manager Matt Rhodes says it's obvious the president would rather talk about tax returns than the issues.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. If you drive a new Nissan Versa, there could be a problem.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Versa airbags may not inflate in crashes. They're checking out a cable in the subcompact that can get pinched in the steering column and set off a warning light on the dash.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The safety investigation involves about 100,000 Versas from the 2012 model year, but so far none have been recalled. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Get down to Sports LTD today and get your best deal of the year. All bikinis and men's and women's board shorts are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Sports LTD's quality outdoor clothing for men and women by The North Face, Patagonia, Prana, Cool, Mountain Hardware, and more are on sale 20 to 60% off. All Rip Curl watches and women's belts are on sale 30 to 50% off. Make your feet happy and score a new pair of sandals or flip-flops by Teva, Chaco, King, Reef, and Olokai and save 20% on selected models. Backpackers, all Big Agnes and Mountain Hardwood sleeping bags and Arc'teryx backpacks are on sale 20% off. All Sports LTD's wakeboards, wake skates, water skis, surfers, towables, vests, ropes, gloves, and accessories by Ronek, Hyperlite, Radar, and HO are marked down an additional 20 to 40% off the sale price. Wow! Bikers, the Sports LTD Bike Shop has deals for you. All Specialized and Mozzie 2012 bikes are on sale. Selected riding shorts and jerseys are on sale 20 to 60% off. Selected helmets, 20 to 50% off. And all POC protective gear is 25% off. The Sports LTD end of summer sale is on now. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, August the 17th. 530-605-4567 if you have a question for REU City, REU Director Barry Tippin, also the Assistant City Manager. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It is man's last stronghold. Give you that special haircut that you want and that you deserve. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Okay, one of the things before we move back, we want to move into the 30 million, where was the 30 million spent, is that there is absolutely no proof that Tim Nichols did anything wrong. Absolutely none. I think that sometimes we forget that once something appears in the paper, then it stays there. There's absolutely no proof this man has worked for RU for 28 years. I think it's 28 years. And there's absolutely no proof that he did anything wrong except an allegation by an employee that worked there for 6 months and was fired. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but we will we defend the fact that nothing's been said except an allegation. There's been nothing in court. There's nothing else. It's just an allegation. Okay. Barry, let's go on to the other part of it.
Sure.
That we spent $30 million misspent $30 million.
Yeah,
where did that come from?
Well, none of us can recreate his $30 million. I quite frankly don't know. I question his math, but again, he has not provided how he's calculated it. What I will tell you is that if you looked at gas that we purchase today versus the spot market today, there is a substantial difference between those two, but there is a very specific reason for that. And that is way back when, in early parts of this century, the city council decided that we needed to do better than buying gas on the spot market. If anybody has any historical knowledge of natural gas prices, they are the most volatile commodity out there, meaning that they shoot up and down in just heartbeats of time. So we decided we needed to do better on our portfolio to make it more stable, to make it more dependable in terms of what those rates, corresponding rates would be. So we started entering into forward purchase gas or forward purchases, which means that we buy out into the future. We buy up to 10 years out in the future generally, and we ladder the approach. What we do is that we, in the near term years, we have more gas, and then it shrinks as it goes farther out, looking for those economic moments when we think the prices are advantageous. So that process by itself between early parts of this, the 2000s to now, has saved over $19 million.
Instead of buying
spot market prices. If you just simply looked at the price of gas between now and 2020, we would lose about $2.5 million. But here's the kicker. We don't do just that. We optimize. We work very hard to make it economical. And here's an example. In 2012, we sold off all our gas, and we did lose some money on that sale, but we bought replacement power. And if you look at the net, so the net would be the price of the gas plus the price of running our power plant with all the maintenance and operations and everything else versus the cost of this power, we netted almost $3 million to the good. So even though we lost money on the gas purchase, the power that we delivered to the citizens of Reading was $3 million in our favor. So even though the gas prices were upside down, we made money on it. And that money gets returned to the reserves and helps with keeping our rates low.
Okay, one of the things that was said in there, if I remember right, is that that this money is, or all this gas is being bought to keep a power generation plant online that just is
It's not built right. It's very costly to keep going, and all this is, yeah. This was one of the things he said.
Yeah, and so that's a clear demonstration of Mr. Brown's lack of understanding of our utility or an integrated utility like we have. The power plant is not our base resource. Our base resource is Shasta Dam. 30% of our power comes from Shasta Dam. That's our base resource. We also have wind products from Big Horn Wind up in Washington. The power plant that we have is one that we call an intermediate resource, or we have three turbines down there that are peaker. They only in major peaks.
Right.
And so they are not meant to run all the time. They are not like a big Sutter plant that is meant to run all the time, is much larger and has much better efficiency. The other thing that he failed to recognize is that we purchased the what we refer to as Unit 4 from the old wood-burning plant and converted it over. There's inherent inefficiencies when you do that and convert it. But we also bought used equipment at a tremendous good value. And so it wouldn't make sense for us to convert to higher efficiency plants with the millions upon millions and millions of dollars it would cost for a resource that we use for intermediate resources.
How often do we use that?
It varies. You would think that we 10%? Would use it. Well, it varies based on gas prices because, like I said, in 2012, mm-hmm. we sold off our gas positions for cheaper power positions.
Okay.
So it can vary, and we have other utilities who will call on us, and we have contracts with them that have run that. We have to run it for purposes of reliability and for maintenance and that sort of stuff. You'd be surprised that we actually end up running it more in the shoulder season sometimes than we do in the summertime because generators are going off for maintenance in other places, and so we actually have more run sometimes in those shoulder seasons than we do in the summertime. Thankfully for us, irrigation and peak power demands come in the same time periods.
So we got to take a break here. So what I think I'm hearing here is that this is not the most cost-efficient plant, but it was bought knowing that it was going to be.
No,
bad.
I would disagree with that statement.
Okay.
I'd say as an intermediate resource, it's a very efficient plant. It is an intermediate resource. It is not a baseload resource. There's a big difference.
So as an intermediate resource plant, then it is cost efficient.
It's efficient and is very cost efficient for our customers.
Okay. And you bought it. When we bought it, it was saved millions of dollars on the cost of it.
Yeah, I don't know what the price was. We bought it in the early 90s.
Right.
And
but that was the purpose behind it instead of putting
the purpose behind it is for reliability. There was significant issues with the power industry. You remember all the power blackouts and brownouts that happened in the late 90s, deregulation, power crisis in the early 2000s. The reason we have a power plant more than anything else is for reliable power for our customers. So we don't have to rely fully on others to produce our power for us.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here. Please hold on. We've got a caller. We'll be right back after these quick messages. KCNR 1460.
Lion's Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson. Stop by 1268 Twinview Boulevard this weekend and buy yourself a Harley-Davidson.
All right.
You need one. You know what? You need one. Stop by and see Nathan there. And not only can you buy your Harley-Davidson, you can buy all types of stuff to go with it.
Good,
jacket,
like
helmets,
seat?
You name it.
Seat. Like a seat for your wife?
Okay, a seat for your wife. You give them a call at 241-7117, but stop in at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. They have it. They've got the bike you want.
And they've got
experience the ride, live the dream.
Got some great new models in there, too. Wow.
That's right.
Okay. Linda needs a new cushy for her tushy.
She needs
a cushy for my tushy.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Ann, you've been holding so graciously. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have a question. I was driving back from the gym again.
Oh, yay.
And I am wondering if the savvy of REU and their slickness of purchasing futures and energy is what has held our rates going up over the next 3 years to 25%, which I believe is significant. Are they trying to tell me that our rates could possibly have gone up 50, 75, maybe even 100% if they weren't so brilliant in their purchasing and selling power? As a consumer, I have a real, real hard time buying into that one. And let's see a little transparency. If everything's so cool and kosher, let's just open our books and let an independent auditor go in there and look at REU's books for the last 15 years, say.
Okay.
And I'll take my answer off the air. And I guess the only question I had is, why don't we open up our books?
Okay, Ann.
Okay, thank you.
We'll get to that, and plus the outside auditor coming in, take a look at everything. Okay, Barry?
Well, first of all, I'll make a brief comment on the auditor perspective. As a department within the city of Reading, we're audited every single year by an outside independent auditor as required, and it's produced, and we produce the fiscal report every year. So there's a lot of information in those documents.
And where's that located?
So anybody can look at it. It's under our finance department. It's called a CAFR. And so it's CAFR. And so that has a lot of information in terms of the purchases we made and everything else. So we are audited every year by an independent party and as required by the government accounting laws. In terms of the rating, what I would compare it to is the if you look at the volatility of gas, and I did bring my pad in, which I was what was mentioned earlier. Last time I was here, you all had your laptops. I figured I need to have my too. So
everybody brings something in here.
So if you look at the gas volatility of that chart, and I know the listeners can't see that, but I'm showing Linda and Carl. What would happen is that our rates would increase and decrease in accordance with what this natural gas price volatility does.
And that is from what year?
This is from 2000 to 2011.
Okay.
And so what would happen is that when we're way up high in terms of the natural gas costs, our rates would have to go up. We'd have to have an automatic increaser or decreaser based on the price of gas. It would be an indices. And so it would go up and down. So month to month or year to year, you wouldn't know what your rates would be. It'd go up and down. And so what we've done is purchased in the future so we have guarantees of what that price will be, and we can stabilize our rates.
And,
so that's
and,
what we
and I know you can't see the graph here, but what I'm seeing is over the period of 12 years is that it's really gone. It's really spiked at times, but currently in the last, looks like the last 3 or 4 years, it's been below that average.
Yeah, and even in taking that into account, like I said earlier, that's where we are ahead $19 million in terms of
if you look at it like that. Okay.
Correct.
Now, as far as having – you said you do a financial audit.
Yes.
And that's one thing. Francie Sullivan heads up the REU from the city council.
Yeah, she's our liaison.
Liaison. I said there's been talk and call for an oversight committee. And Francie was very adamant about this. She says there is an oversight committee already. It's called the city council. However – there is going to be a third party brought in to investigate the allegations of the $30 million being spent, the alleged golf games and that happened, and this entity is being paid for by REU, but is being selected by
the city manager and Francie Sullivan.
What about the rest of the city council? Or did I say that right?
No. It'll be selected by the city manager, and the city council has, as a liaison to the electric utility, city council member Francie Sullivan will be representing the council as a whole. Now, I want to be clear that the study that's going on will be a consultant that has expertise in the utility industry, and will be looking at the gas program, our gas portfolio management portfolio. They will not be looking into the allegations regarding personnel. That would be done through
I think the grand
fashion.
Jury. I think
the
grand jury
would be
at
looking at that.
Right.
They haven't called anybody that I know of, and we've also been issued some threat of litigation from Mr. Brown's attorney, and so we're dealing with that as well. So that those are separate issues. The more substantive issue, quite frankly, and anything that's been laid in there. And I realize the public trust issues that result from allegations of misconduct by employees. But substantively, for our ratepayers and our customers, is the idea that we have a natural gas portfolio management program that is, in a fashion that is not advantageous to our customers. And that's what's going to be reviewed in depth by this consultant that will be run from out of the city manager's office with oversight by city council through Councilmember Sullivan.
Well, Councilmember Sullivan, now I've run out of time here. We're going to need to take a quick break and come back. But Francie said that while the city council is the oversight committee for REU, that it's that they don't have the capability to really oversee what you all do because it is a very complex mission that you all have, and it covers so many different areas. I want to talk about that when we get back because you and I've discussed this a little bit. Carl Lindebott, I guess Barry Tippin, who is the director of REU and the Reading Assistant City Manager. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I notice you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Well, I won't back down.
That's it.
Welcome back. And don't, back you know, we don't back down. Down. And it appears that RU's not backing down here. Carl and the Bot. Hey, what's...
Next week, we are going to be doing specials on methamphetamine. We're going to be talking to law enforcement officials, and we're going to be talking to
treatment centers
and just what the problem is. I mean, I think that there is kind of... an inside world of methamphetamine. You need to be educated about the sounds, the looks, what to look out for, and what's happening here in the North State. Because, you know, all we can do basically is be a good citizen and care about yourself and your neighbors, and that's how we make a strong community.
Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be talking meth. Our guest, Barry Tippin, and has nothing to do with that subject, but he's got enough on his plate with RU. Hey, there's a question about coal. Somebody called in. We've got a coal-fired plant.
That's correct. It's in New Mexico.
All right. Is this a good deal?
Yeah, it's a great deal. We actually are a small owner, but we're a partial owner of a coal plant. What we do is we give that power off to Pacific Corporation all year long, and they deliver us equivalent power to the Oregon border in the months that we need it, between May and October.
Obama administration has the EPA really going after these, doesn't it?
Yeah, the EPA is really taking on our coal plant down in New Mexico. They want us to do some fixes to it, to the emissions, to the tune of $1 billion, when a $70 million would get you about 90% of the fix that they want.
Well, he said it before he got elected. If you want to use coal, you're going to pay for it. Okay, let's go into the Oversight Committee. I welcome the fact we've got somebody coming in to take a look at what's going on. The second part is a separate oversight committee. I'm not crazy about, but I heard what Francie said is, can a part-time city council, which has got 1,000 things they're doing part-time, really give the oversight needed by for such a complex entity as REU? I mean, do you really believe that?
Yeah. Well, I would say two things. Number one is, and this may not be that popular, but we hire good quality people with experience and expertise in the industry just for that reason. And so that when they bring recommendations to the city council, they've been fully vetted and that they're good recommendations. So, you know, that needs to be said. Secondly, is that when a topic is very detailed in nature or has complexities to it that are beyond the normal ideas we bring, many times we'll have one-on-ones with the council members to give them extra education as to what's going on before they actually would have to consider it for a vote. And then we often give very, very detailed staff reports. If you go back to 2007, the staff report on our gas prepay, it was 4 or 5 pages long with significant PowerPoints. I mean, it was a lengthy, lengthy discussion before we entered into those agreements. And the staff report is very well written and very clear in terms of how it works.
And that's available to the public.
Yeah, I was trying to open it up here, but you guys don't give me wireless. I have to rely on 3G, so it won't open.
No, we will give you wireless. We just haven't given you the code yet because, you know, you're from the city.
That's right. So it's on the city clerk's website under the council agendas, and it was in August of 2007. It was a special meeting. Actually, it wasn't done as part of the normal city council meetings. It's a special meeting, and it was very detailed. It was meeting date was August 15th, 2007.
Okay. Well, I'm looking, we're going to continue to follow this as far as the outside agency coming in to take a look at that and see what the grand jury does. Last thoughts in this last minute.
Well, what I would just like to assure folks is that, you know, we have an outstanding staff all the way down the line. Our linemen are top-notch. They, you know, we have a reliability rating of 99.999%, one of the best in the entire state of California. That's because of, number one, the resources we have to produce the power and to supply the power, and because our linemen and our electricians and everybody else are there to make sure those lines are up and delivering that power. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because of the dedicated staff at REU.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, Barry, thanks a lot for coming on. We need to have you on more often, or one of your reps here, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Because this brings up a lot of questions. That, yes, we enjoy the low power, but we also, there's a lot, or the low power rates, but there's a lot of things that it is a complex entity. Okay. And I think people need to be a little bit better educated, just like we do.
I'd love to come back.
Okay. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Have a great weekend.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Two more green on blue attacks in Afghanistan.
ISAF takes every incident very seriously.
Two U.S. troops killed when a member of the Afghan local police turned on them. A second attack involving a member of the Afghan security forces, wounding two coalition service members and one Afghan. One shooter was killed, the other in custody.
ISAF is taking appropriate measures to mitigate these kinds of incidents.
But Coalition Brigadier General Gunter Katz says most of the attacks stem from personal grievances, despite the Taliban's bragging about infiltration.
We want to earn your support. We want to deserve victory.
Vice presidential candidate Congressman Paul Ryan rallying a Virginia high school right now, vowing that he and Mitt Romney would provide leadership and solutions if elected. No mention, at least not yet, of the Obama campaign's offer not to push for any additional tax returns if Romney releases 5 years' worth instead of the 2.